Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1066. This is your host, Danny, and I'm doing a solo episode here. But later on, I'm going to have my friend Adam from Mega Dads. We're going to be talking about Voice 2020. That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, we talked a little bit about not only his website, but at the end, we talked about the Avengers game that's coming out the 4th in a couple of days, man. So, yeah, it was a great conversation. So, stay tuned for that. All right. So head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes, and you can also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do, and it's super easy, all you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio, subscribe, follow us, and even post a review. It will help us out a lot. Also, if you would like to be part of our fan mail episode, this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
I have a little surprise for you, the listener. If you going to be part of fan mail, I'm going to randomly select a listener that sent us a voicemail for a future episode. And this game that I'm going to give away is the new Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for the PlayStation 4. So the game is going to be available on September 4th for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and also PC via the Epic Game Store. And this is the most iconic skateboarding games ever made. And I know you guys play the old school one, right? The original Pro Skater 1 and also Pro Skater 2. But this one is all into one epic collection, man. So, and it looks beautiful in HD. I don't know if you guys downloaded the demo or not, but man, you're going to get all your Pro Skaters in there, all the levels, the tricks, everything remastered from the original games. So this is all you have to do. If you want to get a free copy of the PlayStation 4, just send us a voice message. Send us a voice message. Mention your name. Mention also your location. And we're going to select a winner here. But make sure when you go to speakpipe.com, make sure to put your contact in there, your email. Or if you give us a call, automatically I will get your number. And, you can call us 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. You call us, I'm going to have the number. And I will contact you either email or phone number once I select a winner. So this is a free copy of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for the PlayStation 4. And I can't wait to try it out. Can't wait. All right, so we're going to go now with my interview with Adam from Mega Dads, and we'll be right back after this.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
My name is Adam Leonard, and I work for Megadads.org, and I'm here to promote Voice 2020.
All right, Adam, first of all, it's been a while. It's been a long time now that we've been talking about having you on the podcast for a very long time, and we finally making this happen, man. And I think it's the right time to talk about this too, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so, the world's set on fire. We were going to meet at E3, man. What happened?
I know, man. I know. It's crazy because people have been posting pictures, like, post your pictures from January, before all this, yeah. Right? And I'm seeing pictures, everybody happy, like, oh, new year. Man, nobody had a clue about March.
March. Right.
March was pretty bad month. Yeah, man. So before we talk about what you're planning to do right now with your website and everything, tell us a little bit about yourself, man, and your website. And we'll go from there, man.
Yeah. So my name is Adam Leonard. For those of you who don't know me, I am co-creator of Megadads. And Megadads is kind of a lot of different things. My brother and I started it, about 6.5 years ago now. And we started it just as a blog, as a gaming community website, kind of just to, we recognize that a lot of the game media space was geared towards younger people because they can stay awake past 9 o'clock at night. And we just kind of thought that there was a little bit of a void for gamers like us who grew up gaming and now have kids and less time to play and have to kind of recalibrate what we play and how we play because of, you know, we're juggling our real lives. So we started it that way. And 6.5 years later, we're a podcast called Megadads Live. It's probably what we're most known for right now. It's a monthly podcast. We have a very broad website, megadads.org, where we have reviews and previews. And we still do dad blogging kind of stuff. A lot of, you know, parental advice, that kind of thing. We have videos on YouTube. We're kind of everywhere and expanding, especially in 2020. We figured, you know, the year's kind of dragging everybody down, so we would put in that extra effort because a lot of people are relying on this kind of content more and more. You know, people are relying on the comedy aspect and just that you know, to relate to people like us. We're just two middle-aged guys who grew up playing games like a lot of people have. And yeah, we just wanted to be here for our community. So Megadads has kicked it into overdrive in 2020.
Yeah, especially now with all this changes that everybody's at home. Been helpful for you guys? Has that been more stressful? How's it been?
It's been a little bit of both. I was temporarily laid off from my job like so many people were earlier this year. And now I'm at a point where I can go back to work. But going back to work, like a lot of people, is difficult with kids. So I'm working remotely now. And it does allow me, you know, it takes 2 hours out of my day for commute. So that's awesome. Once I clock out of my real job, I can clock into Megadads. So it's allowed me a lot more opportunity to have home base and get a lot more things done. And on top of that, we've actually expanded the team for the first time ever. Megadads used to be just my brother and I, but we have a big group of guys now who are all, you know, shouldering a little bit more responsibility. And because of that, we've been able to do almost daily updates to the website and to the podcast feed, which has been, it's been really nice to have a community to kind of share carrying that load.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. That's good. And for those that don't know, back in January, Adam hit me up and he's like, "Hey, Danny, you know, I've been working on this as a surprise. I have an image of the 1000 episode for you guys." And it was an image of only Paris and I, because at that time, remember, Pete announced that he wasn't going to be podcasting with us, even though he's back now. But so I was like, "Oh, man, this is pretty cool." But I couldn't mention to Adam yet that we were going to have Phil Spencer on the show. And then once we got the green light, I was like, "All right, Adam, this is the opportunity for you, man. So you could shine even more at Phil Spencer." And now when I mentioned that to you, how surprised were you when that I mentioned to work on that image for the 1000 episode?
Yeah, that kind of took it to another level. No, I mean, one of the things that, you know, besides Megadads that I'm known for is my design work. I do a lot of designs for content creators, whether they're YouTubers or podcasters. And I'd been, you know, over the last probably year and a half, I've been really following Gamertag Radio hard. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And I think you're such a unique voice in this space. And I said to myself, I want to do something for those guys. And I knew this was coming up. And I was like, this is the perfect opportunity. I'll just create a piece of artwork just to say thank you. I didn't even expect you guys to use it in any capacity. I just wanted to give you guys like a gift as a listener to say thank you for all your hard work, because it is a lot of hard work. So when you threw that back at me, that you not only wanted to use it, but you wanted me to put Phil in there, I was kind of like, oh, now I now I really got to try hard on this thing. It kicked it to a whole nother level that there was going to be a lot more eyes on that. So, and it, you know, I have to say thank you. It's very appreciative, and it got a lot more eyes on my work, and a lot of people have been reaching out to me because of the connection that I have with you guys on Gamertag Radio. So, you know, it's just great to have, you know, we meet a lot of people, and we guest on people's podcasts, and we work with a lot of people, but I think there's just like a great sense of community with what you guys do. And anytime I reach out to either you or Paris or Pete, you guys are always responsive, and you're just super encouraging with everything that we do. And it's just really appreciative. And not a lot of people do that.
Yeah. No, and it's good for us to do that, man, to help out each other, you know, whenever we get the chance. You know, I'm not saying 24/7, because you know how it is, like, we're all busy now. But whenever we get the chance, it's good to give back, you know, because, you know, mm-hmm. I've been through that stage when I had no one helping me out, you know, and right. Paris been through that too, Pete, you know. So it's good. I was very happy with the results and just the buzz with everything, you know, not only with the interview, but also the image. Everybody was like sharing that everywhere, all over media. Was taking that image and put it.
Pretty,
you know,
wild.
It was crazy, crazy. Yeah, man. So thank you so much for that. And also, I know you've been helping Paris with his YouTube channel too, right? So that's been helpful for you too, right?
Yeah, I've been doing some of the design work for his YouTube channel as well. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's great to work with your peers. Yeah,
very cool. All right, so Adam, let's talk about this thing that you've been working on, man, which is a very and very important election here in the United States. What made you, before you talk about what is it you're planning to do, what made you decide, like, you know, mm-hmm. I need to step up my game and get a lot of people from our community to be involved with voting?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a couple of different things. I think just fundamentally, I've always been outspoken, I guess. I have a lot of firm beliefs and morals that I just strongly believe to be true, and I always stand by them, and I've never shied away from them. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, can be kind of a lot of that can make content creators kind of wary that, you know, if they voice such a strong opinion about a divisive topic, you know, what's that going to do for their community? What's that going to do for their listenership or their viewership? And something that John and I decided very early on when we started doing Megadads was, no matter where it went, we were always going to stay true to who we were as people. And I am a proud Democrat. That's just something that is very much a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And so politics don't necessarily have a standard place in video game content, but we've always just kind of worked our belief system into what we do, because a lot of what we do is about us as people.
Yeah.
You know, mega dads, we're talking about being dads and being, you know, father figures and things like that. So it's just always been something that we've never really shied away from. And then the other aspect of it is, we were inspired last year. I was on DLC podcast with Jeff Cannata and Christian Spicer. And the episode that I was on immediately had followed an incident of gun violence, which is all too common in this country. And it was a very serious and kind of unexpected conversation that I had on that show. And afterwards, I sat down with John and I said, you know, I want to do something. I think having that conversation kind of instilled in me that you can inject that seriousness and that gravity into your content. Mm-hmm. And we created Megadads Outreach out of that. And we've done several charity events. We partnered with the United Way earlier this year to raise money for COVID-19 relief. This summer, we did an event where we raised money for Every Town for Gun Safety. And we've done a lot of charity stuff. We do Extra Life every year. But I wanted to do something that was a little bit differently, that wasn't just raising money. And that's where we came up with the idea for Voice 2020, which is basically, we want to cast a wide net amongst our friends and our peers in this space, so that we can all come together and use the same voice, a unified voice, for a message of get out, register to vote, and not just get out there and register to vote and cast your vote to hopefully, you know, change things in this political structure, but use your voice and don't be afraid to use your voice. It's so important for people to speak what they believe. Do it in a respectful manner, but don't shy away from what you believe because you're worried how people will perceive you, because that just doesn't do anybody any good in this climate.
We had situations in the past that subscribers, listeners of ours, they will get mad because of the things that we talked about on the podcast when it comes to politics, you know, things that's going on here and around the world. And they will say, you know what, I'm going to unsubscribe. I can't believe you guys are like this way. You know, I'm a huge supporter, this and this and that. But that's us. That's what we believe in. You know, like we can't change just because one person doesn't like it, you know? So how difficult has it been for you guys to balance it out so people could at least understand in a respectful way what you guys are trying to do?
I mean, it's definitely touchy, especially if like if you have a podcast or a website or whatever and people aren't used to hearing that message. I think it's a little easier for us because we kind of started out this way of never shying away from who we are. A lot of our show is the kind of the attitude of it is, you know, we're over the top. It's a comedy based show and we joke about things and we talk about our personal lives. So in the last 4 years, it's been almost impossible to avoid just the crazy nature of this world. And so we joke about it. We joke about how absurd it all is. And I don't think our listenership is necessarily shocked at us talking about this. But to speak to what you're talking about is, you know, I don't think, obviously, you know, everybody's got their own opinion. Everybody's got their own beliefs. And when you hear someone that you look up to voicing a contrasting belief, that can be shocking. And I get that. But I think we're in a situation where this doesn't have to be partisanship. This doesn't have to be Democrat versus Republican. I think we are in a situation that is so severe right now that it doesn't even equate to partisan politics. It's just fundamentally what is right and what is wrong. The way that we're going right now is, you know, the country is not being treated well. Our citizens are not being respected across the board. I think we're in a space where we can put a flag down and make a stand. And it doesn't even have to be about partisan politics. We've got a guy on our team right now who voted for Trump, and he is not voting for Trump this time because it transcends politics, right? It's just the way that we're going as a country. You cannot honestly say we're better off than we were 4 years ago. Most of us can't even leave our house. So this is the time. I think this is the time where we can unify our voices and not be ashamed of it, not be afraid of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the first time that I voted was back in the 2000 election. That was my first time ever voting. So I've been voting ever since, man. So, but what I was going to say to you is too, Adam, like I know you got a lot of the content creators that are also involved with this. So explain, besides spreading the message for people to take action and register to vote and everything, what else are you planning? What else are you doing to people could not only could do that, but also spread the word. And I know you got the content creators involved and everything. So I know you sent me like a long email about explaining about all that, right?
Yeah. Sorry for the long windedness. Yeah. So basically what our mission is here is we just want people to get comfortable speaking their truth, speaking their message. And the message basically is that, you know, we can make a change for the better. And so the idea is we reach across to, we have Jeff Cannata from DLC, who I talked about earlier, Zombie Kills, the streamer. We have Gary Whitta, the host of Animal Talking, and many, many other people that, you know, we will be rolling out more and more. And the idea is if we all speak together, that'll make other people more comfortable maybe speaking out too. So there are resources for you at megadads.org/voice. where people can find out how to vote, or maybe they can find out how to donate or support a local or a nationwide voting organization. There's lots of different information on megadads.org/voice, but ultimately the whole point is we want to normalize speaking the truth against what is happening in this country. we can turn the page if we work together and if we unify. And that's pretty much the goal with voice, is not to beat you over the head over with it, but to make it apparent that it's okay to use your voice. And we encourage people on the website as well. Anybody can submit their own video testimonial, and we will make it a part of the campaign. Spread your word, spread your truth, use your voice.
Yep. And I totally agree with that, man. And remember, too, I know there's going to be listeners that are like, oh, man, just shut up about politics and just talk about games. But let me tell you, for those that don't know, you know, yes, there's been people that have been, you know, dying, different situations that have been happening now for the past few years that we need that change, right? But also, for those that love gaming, your favorite game, your favorite console, that also could be affected too based on what the politicians they try to do in the future to vote. Because if you go back in the 90s, remember the ratings for gaming, that was because the politicians, the Congress, the Senate, they got involved with that too back in the days, man. This was like in the early 90s. So every time there's a shooting.
Well, and even that, and like the global climate right now with COVID-19.
So every time there's a shooting, what is it that they say? Oh, blame the gamers, the video games. They're always going to do that. Always, you know. So, you know, it's good to have someone that understand not only the industry, but also the internet, because that affects our business too, man. You know, the way how we stream, the way we watch movies, the way how we play games. You know, there's a lot of different issues that we could talk about. And that's why it's important to do your research and also, you know, vote not only national, the presidential elections, but also your local area. I think that's very important, right, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff said it best in his video where he said, you know, you have the lever to affect change in your local community. You know, you go nationwide with the presidential election, yeah, you're a drop in the bucket, but it's still extremely important to do. But your local communities, that's where all the change happens. I mean, we can see it right now with the way COVID's going. Trump is basically saying, hey, every state is on their own. Do whatever you're going to do, and I'm going to stay out of it. And that's been a lot of his policy, is to just not actually use any policy or, you know, promote any nationwide governance. It's just every man for himself. So the local level is extremely important because we have a president who can't lead.
See, I live in New York City, and I love how the governor here handled the situation with the COVID in New York, in the state of New York. It's been amazing. I feel safe. You know, the thing that I love is there's advertisements everywhere you go in the city. Wear your mask. Wear it this way. Don't wear it this way. Don't be disrespectful. Wear your mask, you know. And it's been declining like crazy over here. I feel safe. I go out. Great. I go to the bar, outdoor, of course, restaurants. I hang out with friends. You know, yesterday I got together with a couple of friends, you know, and I feel a lot safer, you know. So like you said, it's important to vote local, man, because the person that's also in charge in the state could affect your life, man, and your family, you know, not only with the economy, but also education. There's a lot of things, man. A lot of things, man. So.
Yeah, you look at the map, and that's the very reason why we have such varying hills and valleys with COVID infection rates, because we don't. You look at other countries and their nationwide leadership implemented a system. We haven't had that in America. Every state is fending for themselves, and so you see states like Florida or Texas where it's been out of control, and then obviously New York is getting under control. And We need better, man. We just absolutely need better, and we deserve it. And it's up to us at this point, with only, you know, over 2 months left in this election cycle, to speak with everyone we know and speak as loud as we can.
So if people like to get involved, what is like the best website for them to go registered, stay in touch with updates from you guys, or even Twitter, social media?
Yeah, megadads.org is our website where you can see everything Megadads related, but voice or Twitter. Yep, we are at Megadads blog on Twitter. For voice specifically, you want to go to megadads.org/voice. And like I said, we have many resources on there about how you can find out if you're registered, find out like for example, I just registered for my absentee ballot. I just applied for my absentee ballot. A lot of people are going to be doing that by mail because of COVID. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things to learn about with this election, and learn it now because there's a lot of things going on to discourage people from voting. And it's up to you to get active and to get involved. So go to megadads.org/voice. There's all sorts of information there. All the testimonials from our partners with Voice. Yeah, we just really want people. And you don't even have to go to Megadads, you know, just please, please, please register and do the right thing. And let's make this country a little bit better.
Definitely, definitely. Adam, so before you leave, Adam, I know right before mm-hmm. we were going to record, you were like, Danny, you're playing the Avengers, man. You're playing the Avengers. I know you're super hyped about that game.
I'm so jealous.
So I'll say this. So last year, I got to play a demo during New York Comic Con. I got to meet the voice actors. It was a lot of fun. Also, the developers. And I also recorded an interview with the voice actress that worked on Ms. Marvel. So it was amazing. That's great. Awesome. Conversation. It was a lot of fun. So I enjoyed the game last year. So I know the beta came out, a month ago or so. It was a lot of mixed reviews about it. But now that the retail version already came out, I started playing the single player campaign, and it's a lot of fun. I think once people get this game and start playing the story, I think they're going to have a great, great time. I haven't touched the multiplayer just yet because I just want to concentrate with the story. Now I'm in a part in the game mm-hmm. where now I could start matchmaking and doing quests with missions with other people or with your friend, right? So I turned that off because I just want to concentrate just playing solo right now. So what is it that you are so excited to play the Avengers, man?
So first of all, I'm just a huge Marvel nerd. I grew up reading Marvel comics, and with the MCU, obviously most people are familiar, if not great fans, of Avengers and Marvel superheroes. So just the prospect of playing in this universe is always fun. Spider-Man was my game of the year in 2018 when it came out. Loved that game. I love the story adventures. So that's primarily what I'm looking forward to with this game, is what you're experiencing right now is a single player component. But there is a duality with this game where there is the single player narrative experience. And then there's also going online and playing with your friends as like a games with service, which was mostly what the beta was. And I wasn't sure how I felt about the online multiplayer stuff. As a dad, I don't have a lot of time to go online and play with friends. Like, I don't have that kind of reservation time to do it. But I played it with my son, who's 6 years old, and he is an avid gamer. He's better than me at most games, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And watching him play this game and his eyes just light up and his grin is huge as Iron Man gets into his Hulkbuster armor, and all the superheroes are just like, they feel, you know, like you're playing with your action figures with it's just like smashing things all over the place. It's simple fun. The online stuff isn't what I'm looking forward to, but my son is. So I just think it's going to be such a blast for me to be able to play through the single player stuff. And then those war table missions is what they call them, where you basically have an open world to go around and smash bad guys and fight bosses and stuff. I think that's going to be more his bag because he just likes picking up a controller and wrecking stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to have a great time as father and son with this game. I'm not a kind of games with service guy. I don't play Destiny or Division or any of that kind of stuff. But I think it's kind of the cool thing about this game is there is that duality a little bit for everybody.
Exactly.
And focus on what you like.
Mm-hmm. Who's the character you're going to be playing as?
Oh, I'm Thor all the way.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. Really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, I like Iron Man. Iron Man in this game.
I was greatly disappointed with the Iron Man PSVR game earlier this year.
Yeah.
And so playing as Iron Man during the beta was kind of a relief because it just feels cool. It feels very fluid to just go straight up into the air, and your lock-on system is really well done. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that you can upgrade your attacks. And it seems like there's going to be a lot of opportunity there for for some really cool attacks and combos and things like that. And, you know, it's not the most in-depth game, but it's certainly a good time to just pick up and have a lot of fun and plenty of fan service, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, Adam, I just want to say thank you so much, man, for being on the show. And I'm glad that, you know, you're making a lot of moves behind the scenes, not only with your website, but also with this, with the elections, man. So we could start, you know, spreading the word and get everybody from the community, man, to take action, man. So I really appreciate that, man, so much. And also thank you so much for not only helping me, you know, the website, GTR, but also helping Paris, man, with everything, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I very much appreciate being on, letting me talk a little bit about Voice 2020. And anytime you guys want to record something, you're welcome on Megadads. I'd love to come back and be on GTR again. It's great to work with peers who appreciate the things that we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. Yeah, even though I'm not a dad, I'm available, man. Let's do it.
Everybody's welcome, right?
Yeah, definitely. All right, thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so thanks, Adam. That was a great conversation. Everybody, make sure to get involved and register to vote. We definitely, definitely need everybody to be involved in this, man, from the gaming community. All right, so remember in the beginning, I said that there's a giveaway, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. I gave away 4 copies already on Discord. And I have one more copy for you, the listener. So if you would like to join and be part of Discord, it's super easy. Go to discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. Join our channel. Post in the welcome lobby area so you could get approved and you could post in every section that we have. Just be involved because we always give away stuff there, man, all the time. So the only way you will know when there's another giveaway is when you are part of our Discord channel. All right. So if you would like to be part of our fan mail episode and win a copy of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio episode 1066. Until next time, peace. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.